In the book of Romans, chapter 15 and verse 4, we are told that the things that were written aforetime was written for our learning. For our learning, it tells us. Well, the story of Samson is scripture that was written aforetime for our learning. There's a lot that we can learn from the story of Samson. I believe that God had this placed in the Bible just for our learning experience. So let us turn this into a learning moment. The story of Samson is a tragic and heartbreaking story. And the fear that I have is that Samson's life could easily become a metaphor for our own lives. That is, if we fail to heed the warnings that's in this story. We, like Samson, have been given a glorious calling, the calling to fulfill the great mission that Jesus laid out before his disciples. God has called us to be refashioned into his image, after his likeness, to be fruitful and multiply through evangelism, to seduce the earth and exercise dominion. We do not have the muscle and might of Samson, but we do have something much more powerful, the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. Sadly, we have too often and too easily compromised our vows. We have flirted with sin. We have yielded to the surrounding godless culture. We have set ourselves up for a fall. We, like Samson, have a tendency to be overconfident where temptation is concerned. We approach it casually. We flirt with it, and we end up destroyed by it. The Bible is very clear concerning temptations. The Bible tells us in the book of Corinthians that we are to flee from it. We are to run like crazy. It tells us to flee immorality, to flee from idolatry. Listen to what Paul says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil. But you, O man of God, flee these things. Flee youthful lust and desires." Again and again, we are told to flee temptations, the temptations to immorality, to greed, to idolatry. Many people have supposed that they could flirt with temptation. How many addicts today have had that thought? "Oh," they say, "it will never get the best of me. I am strong." Isn't that what Samson thought? Are we stronger than Samson? Dwight L. Moody once says, "Give me 10 men who love nothing but God and hate nothing but sin, and I will change the world." These words are still good today. Would you be willing to be that kind of man or woman for God? Would you be willing to love God enough and hate sin enough that you would remain true to your purpose, that you would fulfill the great mandate that Christ gave his disciples? Would you go out and change the world for Jesus? Are you still consecrated to God? Or are you compromising with evil? How greatly our lives would change if only we understood that character determines our destiny. There is no way around it, over it, or under it. Godly character is created by Christ. Any integrity, purity, or virtue in our lives comes from Jesus Christ, our Savior. When we compromise his character in our lives, we ask for the hand of judgment to descend upon us. No doubt Samson thought that the long sufferings and patience of God shows that God really didn't care about sin. So Samson continued to place himself in situations of moral risk and temptation. He continued to frequent the places that he knew that God was not pleased with. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.